and consignment clothing, and by Ferrogas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
This morning, the UN's highest court is demanding that Israel work to control the death and destruction in Gaza. It stopped short of ordering a ceasefire there. International Court of Justice President Joan E. Donoghue.
Israel launched a large-scale military operation in Gaza by land, air, and sea, which is causing massive civilian casualties, extensive destruction of civilian infrastructure, and the displacement of the overwhelming majority of the population in Gaza. The court is acutely aware of the extent of the human tragedy that is unfolding in the region and is deeply concerned about the continuing loss of life and human suffering.
Today's decision is only the first step. It could take years for the full case to be considered. The UN and the European Union are also slamming Alabama's first-of-its-kind execution of a convicted killer last night. A UN spokesman calling the death penalty an anachronism that doesn't belong in the 21st century. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Officials say Kenneth Eugene Smith was pronounced dead at 8:25 p.m. Thursday at an Alabama prison using nitrogen gas, marking the first time a new execution method has been used since lethal injection was introduced in 1982. The execution took about 22 minutes. Smith appeared to remain conscious for several minutes. For at least 2 minutes, he appeared to shake and writhe on the gurney, sometimes pulling at the restraints. That was followed by several minutes of heavy breathing until breathing was no longer perceptible.
A deadly shooting last night at an apartment complex in Arlington, Texas. 3 people are dead. 2 children found safe inside the apartment. No arrests yet that we know of. A jury is hearing closing arguments today in Donald Trump's defamation trial in New York. More rain in the forecast for some parts of the South today. Some flooding possible. This is AP News. If you saw the video, you won't forget it. The church collapse in Connecticut.
A historic stone church, a landmark in downtown New London, Connecticut, has collapsed into rubble. Lester Harris had just parked his car Thursday afternoon when the towering gray steeple and part of the roof of New London's First Congregational Church fell in on itself.
I heard this boom sound, and I looked to my left, and there was the church all in one piece, but then it just collapsed right down the middle.
James Maynard has been attending services at the church for 2 decades.
A lot of our memories are gone now.
At a news conference, New London Mayor Michael Passero says they believe only one woman was inside, but she was not hurt.
We're expecting that this building is a total loss.
The scene was a jumbled pile of stones and shattered timbers, with much of the building still standing. Students from an adjacent dormitory that serves at Connecticut College have been moved to a nearby hotel. Audio courtesy WFSB. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
If the cold winter days have you staying inside, brighten up your days by organizing your photos. Scrapbooking is a creative way to store and preserve your memories. At the Creative Outlet, you can choose from scrapbooking products that are organized by theme for easy shopping. We have the resources that you need to help you outlet your creativity. Check out the Creative Outlet on Facebook to see updated sales and promotions. And we thank you for shopping in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane provider, there's no settling for second best. Since 1939, Ferrogas has delivered dependable hometown service to its customers. Serving the local community, the employee owners at Ferrogas provide everyday low pricing and the quality service you and your family deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, there's never a better choice than Ferrogas. Click ferrogas.com or call 647-2164.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
If you're interested in learning more about the basic truths found in Scripture, the people at Trinity Apostolic Faith Church in Richland Center invite you to join them for Sunday school beginning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship is at 11. Sunday evening service is at 5. And Wednesday Bible study at 7. You'll enjoy a warm, traditional environment, and you'll learn about Jesus, the light of the world. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church, 489 South Larson Street, Richland Center. To learn more, visit the web at apostolicfaith.org or call 647-8758.
Consider this. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Acts 9:3-4. Mousab Youssef was a young Palestinian who wanted to be a fighter. He was first arrested at 10 years of age and wanted to be just like his father, a devout Muslim who was a founding leader of Hamas. While helping his father, he observed abject poverty, suffering, torture, and death. One day, as Mousab was walking past the Damascus gate, he was invited to a Bible study. Mousab was given a New Testament. He recounted, I began at the beginning, and when I got to the Sermon on the Mount, I thought, wow, this guy Jesus is really impressive. Every verse seemed to touch a deep wound in my life. Somehow it had the power to heal my soul and give me hope. Jesus' words made sense to him, and overwhelmed, he began to weep. He continued to read about Jesus and to pray, and eventually was secretly baptized. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, low clouds, fog, and a little bit of rain moving across the region once again today, thanks to a wave of low pressure just off to the southeast of Wisconsin. Right now, it looks like the rain amounts for today could be on the order of a tenth of an inch, maybe a few spots, 2/10, especially to the south and east. Otherwise, things will dry out later tomorrow as high pressure moves in from the west, should bring an end to the fog as well. We might even catch some scattered sunshine out there Sunday into Monday. A small low-pressure system will slide in from Canada as we head into Monday night into Tuesday morning. Could generate a few light rain and snow showers. Otherwise, temperatures are scheduled to stay well above normal for the week ahead, running a good 10 to 15 degrees above normal. And no major storms in sight either. So today there's a dense fog advisory across the region until 10 a.m. Gloomy and foggy with periods of light rain and drizzle. High temperature in the upper 30s. North wind around 5. Tonight cloudy with fog. Drizzle possible early. Low 33. Tomorrow mainly cloudy. Foggy in the morning yet with a high of 39. Northwest wind between 3 and 7. On Sunday partly sunny and quiet. High in the upper 30s. As we head into Monday, increasing clouds, 30% chance of some light rain and snow showers at night, low 25, high of 40. Tuesday, chance of light snow showers early, mostly cloudy, low 31 with a high of 36. Wednesday, mixed skies and warmer, low 26, high near 40. And Thursday, variably cloudy, some isolated light rain and snow showers possible, low 26 with a high of 39 degrees. So again, today some fog is likely this morning. We'll have pockets of light rain and drizzle throughout the day, high all the way up to 38 degrees. Travel carefully. Have yourself a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. 35 degrees with light rain continuing. 38 yesterday's high. We received 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. The record high for January 26th, 62 in 1973. Record low, 26 below zero in 1963. And we matched that in 2019. Last year's high, 31 and the low, 10. Sunset will happen at 5 minutes after 5 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:23. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 3010. We have received 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. So with some rain and fog, it's 35 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Lots of sports to recap from last night, including an exciting game heard here on WRCO. Details on that, and also the Packers contemplating what to do with David Bakhtiari.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards. The feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Ithaca came from behind to win 69-61 over North Crawford in area boys basketball last night. The win avenged a loss to the Trojans earlier this season. The game was tied at 33 at halftime. North Crawford led by 7 with 5 minutes to play. Ithaca outscored the Trojans 17-2 down the stretch to log the win. Sophomore Devin Iam led the Bulldogs with 22 points, including 5 three-pointers. Following the game, I asked him what he felt put them over the top.
Our defense there at the end really helped us. I mean, offensively, too. We started slowing down, running some plays, and making our free throws at the end.
You had a couple of key plays, but the three from the top of the key, you just stepped up and shot that. Were you feeling pretty confident?
I was. I mean, I made two earlier in the game, and I felt pretty good shooting it.
Yeah, you were scrapping it on the inside, and it must have been pretty physical in the inside.
It is. It gets really physical down there. I mean, they're a really good team. They're really strong, so it's hard to post up on them.
Channing Brown for the Bulldogs added 17 points. I asked him about the loud atmosphere.
Yeah, it felt like the atmosphere was big and there's a lot of people out supporting, but that's where we got to get used to playing in because we're a good team and we know we can compete at this level.
Yeah, people really came out tonight, but the noise level was something else. Was it kind of deafening out there on the court?
Yeah, it was loud, but really when you're on the court, you're just kind of locked in and you don't think of much beside the game, so I didn't really hear it. I just kind of played the game and let it go how it was.
Wesley Nelson scored 12, including a key layup, which the Bulldogs up by 4 in the final stretches. Sammy Clary added 6. He talked about the team being an unselfish team.
Unselfish is going to win a lot of games. So a lot of people can score.
This is just one hurdle. You got a lot more to go this year, don't you?
Oh, definitely. Not an easy conference to get through.
And then Royal on Monday, that's probably going to be as tough as tough.
Oh, man, yeah, they went to state last year. They're a very good coached and very well team. They're really good.
So, you know, and I know you guys had confidence in baseball. Does it carry over to other sports like this?
A little bit, definitely. Like, so the crowd, it's different. Like, in baseball, it's outside, so you don't really hear the crowd. But once you get into the gym, you can definitely hear it's a lot louder than baseball.
Sammy Clary, who had 6 points last night. Casey Pomering and Micah Salisbury each had 5. Cody Burns scored a basket. Ithaca was 10 for 16 from the line. North Crawford was led by Carter Emler with 20.
18 in the first half. Cullen Jacobus added 13. Gavin Jacobus had 11, including three threes. Liam Elton, 9. Deacon Smith, 6. The Trojans were 7 for 12 from the line. North Crawford won the JV game 54-50. Following the 69-61 varsity win, Ithaca is now 13-1 overall and 6-1 in the league. They will play another ranked team when Royal visits on Monday. It will be the first of four games for the Bulldogs next week. North Crawford is now 14-2 with the loss, 7-1 in the Ridge and Valley. They will take on New Lisbon on Tuesday. Elsewhere in the conference, it was a win for Seneca over Waseca Steuben, 71-60. The Richland Center boys basketball team picked up a conference win at Dodgeville last night, 49-45. The Hornets trailed at halftime 22-17, but outscored the Dodgers in the second half to log the win. Liam Fingerson and Wes Bosworth each had 14 points, while Jaden Shep added 9, including 2 3-pointers. Bryce Lockard had 15 and Riley Berg 12 for Dodgeville. A big win for the Hornet boys last night, 49-45. Platteville over River Valley, 79-67, and Prairie du Chien beat Lancaster, 58-41. Cuba City won against Riverdale, 62-51. Gavin Vossen had 17 to lead the Cubans. Riverdale was led by Carson Kenyon with 7 3-point baskets and 28 points, and Andre Tainter had 11 for the Chieftains. Elsewhere last night, Mineral Point 69-29 over Boscobel. Fenimore and Darlington in the SWAL with the Redbirds winning 74-48. River Ridge won in the Six Rivers over Highland 68-41. Also a win for Belmont over Benton 67-45. Scholesburg 70, Cassville 32. Southwestern over Iowa Grant 90-59. And Wisconsin Dells beat Mauston 65-49. In girls basketball, Viroqua over GET 40-30, Hillsboro 38, Winnewick Center 36, Bangor 56, Royal 36. Cuba City got the win over Darlington in girls basketball 69-58, Cashton 55, Nacita 22, and New Lisbon over Rookwood 75-58. The Ridge and Valley Conference wrestling duels were held yesterday at Kickapoo High School, and the Ithaca Weston Co-op squad took first place. DeSoto was second, Kickapoo Lafarge third, North Crawford Seneca fourth, River Ridge fifth, Pecatonica Argyle was sixth. For Ithaca Weston, they defeated North Crawford Seneca in round one, 36-33. River Ridge defeated Pecatonica Argyle, 36-24. DeSoto over Kickapoo Lafarge, 51-30. In round two, Ithaca Weston defeated River Ridge, 60-12. DeSoto over North Crawford Seneca, 36-30. Kickapoo Lafarge defeated Peck Argyle, 54-27. In round three, Ithaca Weston over Pecatonica Argyle, 54-17. Kickapoo Lafarge defeated North Crawford Seneca, 48-36. And DeSoto over River Ridge, 42-18. In round four, Ithaca Weston defeated Kickapoo Lafarge, 60-24. DeSoto defeated Pecatonica Argyle, 48-24. And North Crawford Seneca over River Ridge, 33-24. Round 5, North Crawford Seneca over Pecatonica Argyle, 30-24. Ithaca Weston defeated DeSoto, 42-27. And Kickapoo Lafarge over River Ridge, 54-30. Troy Clary, co-head coach of Ithaca Weston, talked about his team winning the Ridge and Valley duels.
The kids come in, they were prepared to wrestle. And the whole conference is up as a whole as far as quality, I thought. And we stepped up and we're ready to wrestle right from the start.
Yeah, they had a close one with North Crawford Seneca in the opener, didn't you?
We did. We moved around a little bit. We got to make sure everybody was trying to get a match. Their numbers are down a little bit, but they have, like I said, the quality of their wrestlers is extremely improved. And they gave us some good matches, and we had the numbers to prevail, and that was a lot closer than what I anticipated.
I asked Troy Clary about the Ithaca Weston recent success.
We've won the last four, so this is our fourth one in a row. But I think we're like 7 out of the last 8 that we've also won.
That's good. Bodes well for next weekend when you go back to Kickapoo, but you'll see some of these matches again, won't you?
Yep. And we actually lost maybe a couple of tight ones that, you know, we're hoping that we need to make some improvements and in the individual matches and, you know, come out on top next time.
Do you have the next week off, or do you have another duel before next weekend?
Nope, this is the conference tournament, or the conference clash is our next competition.
That's Troy Clary, co-head coach of Ithaca Weston. On tonight's schedule, boys basketball, Waniwak Center is at Hillsboro, Bangor at Brookwood, also New Lisbon at Royal, Lafarge at Kickapoo, Westby at Arcadia, DeSoto is at Weston tonight, Viroqua at Black River Falls, and Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg. Girls basketball, Reedsburg at Wisconsin Rapids, Fenimore at Boscobel, Mineral Point at Riverdale, Iowa Grant at Cuba City, Darlington at Southwestern, Potosi-Cassville at Highland. Lafarge plays at Kickapoo in girls basketball. North Crawford is at Ithaca. Dodgeville will be at River Valley, Lancaster at Platteville, and Prairie du Chien at Richland Center. We'll have the call of that one tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Now let's recap some bowling from yesterday. In the Coffee Clutch Team High Series, the Girlfriends, 1894. Class A, 1708. Spare Parts, 1700. The Girlfriends had the top three games, 648, 628, 618. Marsha Mahatka with a 546. Alma Manning, a 457. Pat Adams, a 432. Top game, Marsha Mahatka, a 213 and a 171. Alma Manning with a 169. And Alma picked up the 270. Split combination. In the All-Star Bowling League, Turbo's Bar and Grill had the top series last night, 28-67. Advanced Pump and Well, 27-86. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, a 27-72. Game honors Advanced Pump and Well with a 10-31. Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 10-19. Alana Springs Campground, a 9-57. Top series, Travis Bushley, a 7-29. Kevin Genthy, a 6-89. Lucas Lindvig, a 6-75. Kurt Watson Singer had the high game at 263. Kevin Genthy and Travis Bushley each with 257s, and Lucas Lindvig with a 245. Kurt Wassinger bowled a 639 series, 123 over average. The city tournament continues after the recent outings. The top handicap team event, Turbo's Bar and Grill, 27-89. Advanced Pump and Well, 27-74. And the Phoenix Center with a 27-56. In the women's division, Right Way Shell, 2405. Ramada, 21-23. And Philbeck Ford, a 20-95. In the handicap doubles event, Tony Doherty and J.J. Klatt lead with a 14-71. Steve Hodge and Nick Hodge with a 14-51. Kevin Genthy and Warwick Wolf with a 14-10. Taylor Kanothi continues to lead the handicap singles event, 7-42. Jason Gerner, a 7-32. Andy Keller, a 7-23. Nick Hodge with the top all events in the handicap with a 21-93. Taylor Kanothi, a 21-79. Ethan DeBurr, a 21-25. In the scratch singles event, Jason Gerner with a 702. J.J. Klatt, 6-35. Lucas Lindvig, 6-33. In the all-event scratch, Jason Gerner at 20-32, Kevin Genthy at 19-34, and Lucas Lindvig at 19-104 as well in the city tournament standings, which continue until early February. Most sources expect the Packers to finally part ways with All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari. His cap hit is a little over $40 million in 2024, and if he is available, it might not be worth it. The money makes it unlikely he could be traded. Bakhtiari played just one game last season and has played little since a knee injury has taken him out the last few years. Making it easy to move on is the impressive performance last season of second-year tackle Rashid Walker. Also letting Bakhtiari go reduces the cap hit to right at $19 million. New Bucks coach Doc Rivers is reportedly going to be paid $40 million over the next 3.5 years. Rivers is expected to take over for the fired Adrian Griffin. The team hopes he can lead the star-filled roster to another NBA title. The Athletic website points out that the only one coach in the league who makes more, Miami's Eric Spoelstra. After firing Griffin and Mike Budenholzer, Milwaukee will be paying out their unexpired contracts worth millions of dollars for for the next few years. The Bucks return to action tonight against Cleveland. That is a 7 o'clock tip-off time. The Badger men's basketball team returns to action. They will host Michigan State. Hear the action on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450 this evening. Badger football standout safety Hunter Wohlers has been named an academic All-American by College Sports Communications. The Muskego native led Wisconsin with 120 tackles, the most by a UW defensive back in 32 years. Also, Wohlers maintained a grade point average above 3.6 in the Wisconsin School of Business program. He is the first Badger named academic All-American since Matt Henningsen in 2021. That's a look at sports from WRCO Today. I'm Phil Nee.
Be ready for the snowball dance with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center. Julie and the girls will have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Napa Auto and Truck Parts at Richland Center in Boscobel. It's local people serving you every day. From Napa Auto and Truck Parts, you get Napa know-how. Pine Valley Community Village is a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make Pine Valley Community Village your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart is open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, donuts, cookies, automatic and self-serve car wash, and from Richland Mobile Mart, 24-hour mobile fuel.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. Thank you for joining us for Fresh from the Country on WRCO. That's a Friday feature. It is sponsored today by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I found is I don't live in bigger houses. Happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay on WRCO, fresh from the country. That's called Bigger Houses. That's their brand new one. 8:30 the time, and 35 degrees, just like they predicted. The fog has settled in. It's foggier now than it was earlier this morning. And the rain keeps on keeping on. Dense fog advisory until 10 o'clock this morning for our entire area. Fresh from the country with some brand new country releases. And we'll also play for you the number one most played country song across the land. Coming up just before 9. Here's a new one from Tim McGraw.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. There's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. She never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one that had it, I hope she never breaks. She never breaks.
Tim McGraw, that's One Bad Habit here on Fresh on the Country from WRCO Radio. So some notes on the upcoming Super Bowl. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Reba McEntire will sing the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, before the big game in 2024. She's joining rapper Post Malone and R&B star Andra Day for a patriotic performance. Post Malone will sing America the Beautiful, and Day will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And Reba steps up at the end to sing the national anthem for the Super Bowl. It'll be an interesting way to start the game, coming up on February 11th. Billy Idol will perform a concert before the Super Bowl outside Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas as well. Idol says it's fun to pump people up before an event. Well, he did a pre-Super Bowl concert 3 years ago. Idol usually has other plans for that day. He normally takes advantage of everyone watching the Super Bowl to ride his motorcycle on the open road. Here's a brand new one today from Sawyer Brown.
Burning up the highway, Florida to Tennessee. Cutting out a path like a truck of flashing high beams. 40 years of road dogging, burning like a daydream. Screaming down the interstate, lightning in the bloodstream. Time flies by down the train track. Miles and miles under this old hat. Another town, leave it all on the stage. Turn it up, tear it down, turn them on, turn the page. Wichita to Kansas City, Amarillo, Albuquerque. Break down, up and running, Arizona in a hurry. Worn out, throw it back, beaten out a heart attack. Miles and miles under this old hat. I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing a sound. Not a clue, and no one even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Shaking, ripping, roaring, California, stargazing, trailblazing, chance taking, rain making, lighter raising, suds thumping, wheels squealing, show stopping, scene stealing, heading south long haul, muscle shows how you feeling. Hit the road, hit the sack, take it in and play it back. Miles and miles under this old hat. I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, and no one even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Charlie Pride, James Brown, CDB, the real riders, ride or dyers, way up in the cheap seats. The road through the day makers, runners, gunners, ticket takers, horse trading, pulling favors, front of house, pushing faders, 10-4, copy that, moving forward, flashing back. Miles and miles under this old hat. Fast car coming down out of control. Now I'm the last train roaming, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, and no one even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out. I've been running miles and miles, miles and miles, miles and miles. Under this old hat, under this old hat, I've been hanging out under this old hat.
New from Sawyer Brown. Sounds like something they could have released in the 1990s, doesn't it? New one called Under This Old Hat. Fresh from the Country on WRCO Radio. We'll be right back.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Our trivia question of the day today is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The winning answer will win some delicious cookies from Christie's Sunnyside. If you know the answer, 35% of husbands claim they never do this around the house without consulting their partner first. What is it? 35% of husbands claiming they never do this around the house without consulting their partner first. What would that be? Here we go, Megan Maroney, and a song that's moving up the charts, up three spaces to the top 25 this week.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drink, size me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016? And PCB somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram, tearing me down, passing the phone around like there's nothing better to talk about. Zooming out, zooming in, overanalyzing like the queen of the mean girls committee. But hey, whatever helps, keep on telling yourself I'm not pretty.
Looks like we have the winner in trivia coming up here in just a little bit. We'll give you the answer. But first of all, a brand new one from Larry Fleet.
My paycheck could be bigger, and cold beer could be cheaper, but I sure love a new truck.
but I can't sell this beat. My freezing needs more dear me. The grass could use more rain. But even on the hard days, man, I can't complain. I still live and breathe. I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit three green lights in a row on my way home. And I got a family that loves me. Someone looking out up above me. And I still got some blue skies left to go. But I'm the way. I take for granted. Sometimes when I get home, all I want to do is kick back on the sofa and kick off these work boots. I'm too tired to chuck the pigskin, tell a story, tuck the kids in, and stay up with the missus. But I'm going to deny while I'm still living and breathing. I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit three green lights in a row on my way home. And I got a family that loves me. Someone looking out up above me. And I still got some blue skies left to go. But I'm the left to definition. Things I take for granted. I'm still living and breathing. I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit four green lights in a row. I'm almost home to a family that loves me. Yeah, there must be someone looking. I take for granted.
That's Larry Fleet with a brand new one called Things I Take for Granted. Well, congratulations to Marilyn Peckham. Nice job, Marilyn. She knew the right answer there. She's speaking from experience or not. But anyway, 35% of husbands claim they never do this around the house without consulting their partner first. Lots of guesses for rearranging the furniture, vacuuming, laundry, spending money, mopping the floor, all guessed. But no, don't mess with the thermostat. Touching or adjusting the thermostat is what 35% of husbands claim they never do around the house without consulting their partner. Good for them. I will admit, once in a while I have been known to just tap it up 1 degree or so. She won't notice, 1 degree or so. That was easier back in the day because I could blame it on the kids. Who turned up that furnace? must have been kids. I don't, James, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, no one to blame now but Squirt or me. And Squirt, I don't think he can reach it. Anyway, Marilyn wins the cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. This is Phil Mee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Fresh from the Country on WRCO Radio continues as we head toward 9. Some special stuff coming up along the way. We'll talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination on the morning show today with our monthly chat about things, and the new Grace year is getting underway. So we'll have that for you next hour with some of the things they have. In fact, they have an event going on tonight for those that have signed up for the Walk Around the World meal, and we'll hear about that from the man who's cooking it up, Leif Carlson. That's coming up a little bit later on. Looking forward to bringing you that. Probably get a little hungry talking about that. Anyway, it is 36 degrees here at WRCO Radio today, and getting set for the next selection that we have here. Let's see if we can bring it up. There it is. All right. So it's a brand new one from Tiger Lily Gold.
Try to ring on. It felt so good to never.
fresh from the country in WRCL for a Friday. Heading toward 9 with a brand new one from Rain Johnson.
A lot of girls on the magazines, looking pretty with some Photoshop. But girl, you're the real damn thing. A natural beauty and habanero hot. You say you're pretty like a moonlit night, but nah, it wouldn't do you right. Say you're pretty like a pretty pink rose, but that don't even come close. You're pretty like damn, pretty like wow, pretty like I want you right now. Pretty like a sunset on a Sunday, pretty much taking my breath away. Pretty like oh, pretty up on you, pretty like I wanna thank your mama. Pretty girl songs have all been sung, but I've never met anyone. Never seen a smile like yours, not even on a movie star. Never seen curves like that, girl, you're a work of art. God gave the moon its midnight beams, wrapped Saturn with some pretty rings. But as far as I can see, God only made one thing. Pretty like damn, pretty like wow, pretty like I want you right now. Pretty like a sunset on a Sunday, pretty much taking my breath away. Pretty like oh, pretty up on you, pretty like I wanna thank your mama. Pretty girl songs have all been sung, but I've never met anyone pretty like you. Pretty like you. And settle down pretty in a sundress on a summer day. Girl, you're driving me crazy. Pretty like damn, pretty like wow, pretty like I want you right now. Pretty like a sundress on a sunny day. Pretty much taking my breath away. Pretty like oh, pretty up on you, pretty like I wanna thank your mama. Pretty girl songs have all been sung, but I've never met anyone pretty like you. Pretty like you. Pretty like you.
Brand new from Rain Johnson on WRCO Radio. Most played songs across the land, according to Country Airplay. Number one for a sixth week. It's Nate Smith and World on Fire.
Called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined everything I love, ripped my heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire.
All the bad, why'd you have to strike that match? It set my